This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. First downs, Friday night. And man, Johnny Lupinacci, Jess, I tell you what, I'm still full from yesterday.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just like,
day today, man. It's leftovers day today.
And all weekend.
I gotta point out, I am not a leftover type of guy.
What?
I know. I'm just like, you know, unlike the movie, The Christmas Story, no turkey ham, no turkey hash, no turkey. I'm like, thank God no turkey on Friday, because I'm done with turkey, especially as we said, everybody out there, happy Thanksgiving day after Black Friday. Appreciate y'all showing up. And yes, I cooked two tofurkeys and a full size Young Tom. Lots going on here. And cause, you know, I've got a vegan and a vegetarian in the house. Actually, two vegetarians, two vegans, and then meat eaters. So that always makes for an incredibly complicated Thanksgiving. But, you know, Thanksgiving, and we are so happy again, kind of coming into, you know, winding down the Friday night lights portion of what we've been talking about here. Got a great guest, Coach K, Jimmy Koska, gave us a recommendation. You guys, if you want to talk Wisconsin sports, you need to bring on my buddy, Travis Wilson. Travis from Wis Sports Net. Welcome to Busted Pencils, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, we have been talking football, particularly now, and we're going to, you know, kind of lean into that. There's been a lot going on in Wisconsin coming down here to the championships. Wonder if you can give us a little kind of touch base, you know, a little bit, first of all, Wisconsin Sportsnet, what's happening, connection to civic media, and then where are we at with Friday night football here as we're closing out the season?
Yeah, well, again, thanks for having me on. We have a number of civic media stations that we partner with, and Jimmy Koska connected us here. The civic media stations that air our wisports.net minute. It's a 2-minute feature that airs on a number of the stations, including WRCO in Richland Center, which is my hometown. Phil Nee and crew there do a great job, amongst many, covering high school sports and high school football. So again, we're excited to work with a lot of the civic media stations, and Jimmy's working to help us connect with even more and bring some more high school updates, kind of statewide updates that we do at wisports.net to the civic media group. Here at wisports.net, we're the home for high school sports in the state of Wisconsin. If you're looking for just kind of general information, if you just want to know who your team, local team plays tonight, what their roster is, what the score was last night, you can find that at wisports.net for many of the high school sports. And if you're more of a diehard fan and you really want to get deep into the weeds on it, and you want to know who the best players are and all the big matchups and playoff previews and all that kind of stuff, you can find that through our team of experts as well. So we're excited to continue to spread the gospel of high school sports. We really believe that it's a very important part of the educational experience, as an extracurricular, you know, along with all of the other drama and forensics and choir music, all of those things, and that people are able to participate in. And we had a great showcase for high school football last week at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. The state championships, the WIAA state championships, were held at Camp Randall. Of course, the goal for everybody, all those football teams that started practice way back in August when it was hot and humid, and you know, you're doing two-a-days or long practices, and it all culminated in some great games there at Camp Randall. Hard to believe it's over. As my friend Mike Pilch always says, the regular season in high school football, which lasts 9 weeks, it's the fastest 9 weeks in the calendar. It just seems to fly by every year. But we are wrapped up for high school football. That wraps up the fall schedule. Basketball and winter sports and wrestling and hockey are, you know, moving to the center stage now, but Yeah, it was a great football championships at Madison last week.
Johnny.
Hey, man. Yeah, it's great. Travis, just for our listeners, give us a rundown. Like, who won? Where are our state champs?
Well, let's go back a week because there was an 8-player state championship game that was held the week before. And that was held in Wisconsin Rapids. Owen Withy won the 8-player state championship, an excellent victory for them. They beat Lena, St. Thomas Aquinas. Owen Withy was really impressive in that one, capped off an undefeated state championship in 8-player football. And let's just talk 8-player football for a second, because that's something still relatively new. You know, it was back in 2012 that a group of teams decided, you know what, we're struggling with numbers and we're small schools and it's hard for us to offer a football program. And so they were able to put together an 8-player option, which to some people, you know, they may not be familiar with it or understand just what it is. And it's, I always tell people, it's football first and foremost. It's blocking, it's tackling, it's throwing, it's football, just in a little bit smaller field. It's condensed a little bit. The width is a little bit narrower than a regular field. And then you have three less people out there. So it is a very wide open game. It's really fun and exciting, very high scoring. More points are scored in 8-player football than there are in 11-player football. And it's been really a game changer and a program saver for a lot of places that are very small schools, many of them rural schools, especially in northern Wisconsin or western Wisconsin, that would not be able to have football teams if it was not for that 8-player option. So it's been around for about a dozen years. About 5 years ago, the WIAA officially sanctioned a state championship, and it's been exciting to have since then. So again, that was Owen Withy winning that 8-player state championship the week prior. And then we move ahead to last week, and we had 2 days at Camp Randall. On Thursday, starts off with Division 7 is the morning game. It was a really cool environment. There was snow flurries, swirling around Camp Randall Stadium. Looked like a snow globe from the press box and on TV. A really cool, environment. But Edgar won a second straight state championship. They beat Potosi Cassville 19-0. That is the ninth state championship for Edgar. Their head coach Jerry Sins has been there more than 50 years. The second most winningest coach in state history. And now has 9 state championships. The second game on Thursday, as the weather kind of changed, the snow flurries went away, and it got to be a little bit more of a rain or heavy mist, and the wind was howling, and it was really, quite honestly, not a great weather situation, and the crowds were impacted a little bit. But in the second game on Thursday, Division 6, Lomira defeated Grantsburg 26-19. That was the first state championship for Lomira. Division 5 was the next game on Thursday afternoon. Stratford won a third consecutive state title. They moved up from Division 6 last year. They beat Wrightstown 21-6 and then capped things off on Thursday night. A really exciting game between Racine St. Catharines and Baldwin Woodville. Lamont Hamilton, a junior from Racine St. Catharines, had 4 long touchdowns, including a kick return touchdown, as they beat Baldwin Woodville 26-22. Again, that was the first day of the championships. That's always the smaller schools. In Wisconsin, we have 7 divisions of 11-player football. Division 1 is the largest. Division 7 is the smallest. And of course, many of the smaller schools are your rural schools in more rural communities. So Friday, some of the bigger schools start to take center stage, and we had some really outstanding talent. In the first game on Friday, it was Division 3. Notre Dame Academy out of Green Bay took on Catholic Memorial out of Waukesha. There was probably at least half a dozen Division I college players that were playing in that game. Notre Dame actually has the top-ranked player in the state, James Flanagan. He's a tight end and defensive end. He's going to the University of Notre Dame next year. His dad, Jim Flanagan, was a professional football player in the NFL for many years with the Chicago Bears. And he's just an incredible player. But the story of that one was Christian Collins, running back from Notre Dame, set the all-time state finals rushing record with 408 rushing yards in that state title game as Notre Dame beat Catholic Memorial 49-28. Again, an incredible performance by him. And, of course, have to credit the offensive line for for Notre Dame for the big holes that they were able to open. So a big performance by him. Division II was the next game on Friday. Slinger took down Rice Lake, another exciting one. This was very close. Slinger won 31-30. They scored with just over 3 minutes left to come right down to the wire. And then cap things off on Friday night, Bayport, which is located up in the Green Bay area. Suamico is the town that that's in. They took down Muskego 25-18, another exciting game, first state title for Bayport. So all in all, it was a really exciting state championships. We don't always get that, to be quite honest with you. Sometimes there's blowouts and games that just don't have that excitement level, but we certainly had that this year, especially on Friday.
Man, so much going on like that. And, you know, Travis, really like too, as you kind of came in, we say these are the extracurriculars, is point out, Johnny and I, we've always say, no, they're the essential curriculars, because as you point out, whether it's football, high school sports, all of that drama, the debate, all of those things, how they really just add to the richness that it is for the school experience for those students, and realizing how much communities benefit. And in fact, all of those, that excitement that gets to culminate in like that single location like that. I could just, you know, we were talking about with Chad Holmes the other day about memories. And I said, I remember all the way back in 1983 playing in what was then in Pennsylvania, a state championship. And just, again, didn't play, was only a sophomore, got to stand on the sidelines, Johnny. But you know what? Hey, it's a memory because we won the state championship that year. So Johnny, what are you thinking here, man? That's a lot that Travis gave us.
Oh man, I love it. I love it because, you know, so often we hear about those top schools and those student athletes that are headed on to play NCAA. And that's great. It's an amazing aspect of the, you know, the whole educational experience. But I love Travis with the rundown here, the recap on 8-player football. I mean, we've been talking about that since the beginning of First Downs and Friday Night Lights, right? We introduced that. Tim, you were like, what are you guys talking about? I happen to know about it because I work with so many coaches and teachers who are in rural districts who have switched over to 8-player football around the country. And I learned about it with, you know, attending their camps and seeing some of their games. And like Travis said, it's football, and it makes a world of difference. You know, when you have a limited number of student athletes at your school, your smaller school, smaller program, you can have a higher quality game with less players on the field at a time. And it's a really great version of the sport. It's football, like Travis said. So I loved hearing about all those programs. I love this time of year, Tim, because I love high school football, high school extracurriculars, all of the ways, like yearbook covers this stuff, broadcasting, you know, parent teacher organizations, parents clubs, booster clubs, fans. I love those kinds of culminations of celebrating our public schools together and our private schools, just education, right? All the way around, big win for the state of Wisconsin when all these teams come together in Madison and, you know, and have a big weekend like that. Travis, thanks for the awesome recap. I love that. You know, we're changing gears though, Tim. We're going to keep talking a little bit about all these extracurriculars that we hear Busted Pencils call essentials. If you want to ask us a question or chime in, you know, with a sports related or essential curricular related question or comment, you can always call or text us at 608-557-8577. You know, we're just coming off of the Thanksgiving holiday. It's Friday after. We appreciate all you listeners. But that means we're changing gears. Yeah, we're still in our football, you know, weekend mode, but we're starting to change gears a little bit. We got basketball, you know, started up. We got gymnastics in a lot of places. We've got hockey, you know, all of these sports really kicking in. And so, you know, expect a little shift change here as we wind down First Downs and Friday Night Lights. You know, we're still holding on to some football fandom. We'll have some follow-ups with some great folks. But listeners, we're turning the page. Fall sports quickly turns to winter activities around these parts and all around the country, even if they're not quite getting winter. But we are going into full bore. And Tim, I got a report out a little bit, man, last night.
Go for it, man. About
my guy, Chad. Chad is the voice, right? He calls the play-by-play for the, excuse me, for the Central Wisconsin Storm, right? So the women's hockey, the Storm. And I'm happy to report. I'm sure it's in the recaps and the reports, but the defending state champs, won last night against the West Valley Union. So the Storm women's hockey last night, the Varsity pulling out a big win to open their season, state champ defenders. And if you were able to, like me, Tim, listen to Chad do the call on Civic Media app last night, I had it tuned in. I was stoked. It was a heck of a game. Hey, to all the ladies out there who play for the Storm, big win last night, or last night, we're recording a little early here. Secrets out of the bag. You know, this Tuesday, Thanksgiving week, we're shouting out to you on Friday. Big start to your season. Wall. I messed it up, but it's all right. Our listeners know. But the big important part is we were tuned in and, you know, we're shifting gears. You know, we don't know exactly what we're going to call it yet. Maybe you have an idea. You want to call or text us.
Oh, you have an idea, Johnny.
Yeah, I have an idea. I mean, I'm pulling for free throws and face-offs, but, you know, you might have a better idea. If you got one and you want to drop it for us, you know, we're shifting from first downs and Friday nights to something that's more winter sport related. So, listener, if you're out there and you want to call or text us, 608-557-8577. Maybe you got something better than free throws and face-offs, and we'll give it some consideration. Travis, man, what a recap. Big, big ups to you at Wisp Sports, and thanks for everything you do.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it. You know, talking about extracurricular and essential curricular, it's something that we always hammer home and emphasize and support, is that entire educational experience. I have an education background. You know, it is part of that high school experience. I've looked into this in the past. You know, all extracurriculars, not just sports, but all of the other things that go on in school account for about 3% of the average high school budget. But, you know, at various schools, participation in those events and in those activities is 75, 80, 90% sometimes. So those budgets are so impactful. The return on investment is so huge that, you know, it needs to be invested in, and it needs to be an essential part of the planning. And of course, as we know, participation in high school sports and activities, you know, has a higher correlation to academic success, fewer risky behaviors, all those kinds of good things that come out of it. So that entire educational and extracurricular activity, piece is so important. We highlight the sports aspect, but again, there's so many other pieces that go into high school environments and activities.
Well, that's awesome, Travis. That is the stat I want us to kind of, listeners, all of us to wrap up on. You know, well, it's 3% of the budget, and especially if your area is going to referendum anytime soon, say yes, because 3% of that budget, like Travis said, often includes 90% student and community participation. These are huge events. Hey, big shout out to our winners this week. At any level, if you played a high school sport or you were involved, you're a winner. But big shouts out to Owen Withy, Edgar, holy smokes, the coach, there's a wagon with 9 titles. Lamira, Stratford, three-peating, St. Catharines, Notre Dame, Slinger pulling it out in a nail biter, Bayport. Let's go, Wisconsin sports, student athletes out there. Big ups to all the volunteers who make it possible, especially coaches, referees, and everyone who's part of that experience. Parents, students, keep doing all that great work. Tim, you know what time it is.
Yeah, now it's time for your moment of zen. The reward for participating in a movement for social justice is not the prospect of future victory. It is the exhilaration of standing together with other people, taking risks together, enjoying small triumphs, and enduring disheartening setbacks together. Thanks to Travis Wilson from Wisconsin Sportsnet for joining us on First Down Friday night. Make sure you hold on, though. Man, we got that Saturday drop at 3 o'clock. Make sure you're across all Civic Media stations. Download that app. And, yeah, on Monday, homeroom. Wednesday, classes in session. And you know what? Keep busting pencils.